This is Rob Gellis. I'm interviewing Peter Frank and Pat Malloy, who are on the board of Friends of Hudson Youth. I want to thank both of you for coming on today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes, thank you, Rob.
So, Pat, maybe you could talk a little bit about the history behind this organization?
Well, you know, Peter can speak to the founding of the Hudson Youth, Friends of Hudson Youth, and I can give you a historical perspective on the Hudson Boys and Girls Club. So I don't know if you want to
Maybe you could do that. So, Peter, could you maybe tell us more about the Friends of the Hudson Youth?
Sure. So, you know, we're a relatively young organization. We started a little less than 4 years ago in the spring of 2018. I met with Nick Zakos, who was the director then, and said that I'd been thinking about the youth department for a long time and, you know, was wondering how I could best support it. And he connected me with Pat and Joan Kowick and some other people who he was already talking to about forming some kind of a advisory group or support group for the center. Because it's a city agency, the youth department can't fundraise. And so it became, you know, quickly clear that something that could be really useful was to form a nonprofit that could serve as a kind of a fiscal bucket, as a kind of conduit for donations, come into the youth center and help support it and give it, you know, provide the funds for more enriched activities, you know, to fund things like the sports leagues, which were foundering at that time, the computer lab. There was only a few computers working at the time. And they really needed funding beyond what was in the city budget to do that. So we set out to form a nonprofit, kind of like a booster club, to enhance their programs. And it's been very successful. Right now we support a whole range of activities, including the waterfront program in the summer, which trains lifeguards, allowed the city to expand the number of lifeguard hours. We've got a bike co-op in the summer, which is a tremendous program where kids learn bike maintenance skills, and they put in enough hours, they actually are able to earn their own bicycle. And of course, it's, you know, a joy for a kid to own their own bike, and many come from families which couldn't otherwise, you know, afford to buy them one. And so that's been a tremendous program. We fund music production, dance, visual arts programs, and then two recreational sports leagues, the winter basketball program and the fall soccer program.
Oh, that's very interesting. Do you see anything coming up in the upcoming 2022 that might be added to different programs or expanded?
Well, you know, we're always looking to expand and do more. One exciting thing for 2022 is that there's going to be a new position at the youth department, a nutrition coordinator. Providing hot meals every day has always been a really important part of what the youth department provides. But there's never been, you know, a full-time person to run that program. And, you know, it's a lot more than just making, you know, than just like putting food out every day. It's also about, you know, teaching kids about nutrition, teaching cooking, participating in washing the dishes. You know, it's a whole host of activities. And also a lot of families in Hudson are food insecure. They don't have enough food at home to feed the families. And so part of that position is also going to be, connecting families with appropriate social services or other sources of food to supplement the food that the kids get at the youth center. So we're really hoping that we're going to have a much more robust kind of like cooking and food nutrition classes. And that's something that Friends of Hudson Youth would really like to support in any way that we can.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about, I'm speaking to Pat Malloy, a little bit about the history of Hudson Youth, and of course it had different names before.
Okay, I'm a little hazy on some of the time frame here, but my first experience was when it was called just the Hudson Boys Club, and that was back in 1966. I had just moved back to Hudson after my father was transferred to Connecticut and got transferred back, and I was a member. And at that time, club was primarily divided into four age groups called midgets, juniors, intermediates, and seniors. And everybody was allocated a time where they could use the game room or the gymnasium. And basically, that's what it consisted of at that time. Downstairs was the game area, pool tables, ping pong tables, air hockey, checkers, chess, things of that nature. And upstairs, there was a gymnasium, you know, basketball, flag football, dodgeball, you know, whatever they deemed at that point in time. And at that point in time, it was run by three men. Raymond Paul was the executive director at the time. Morton Crank was the gym activities director, and Adam Nardowicz was the game room supervisor. You had your, as I said before, you had your own times, and they tried to separate it where the midgets, which were the little kids, weren't interacting with the seniors that were the, you know, the big kids. So it worked out well. It was basically at that point in time just a drop-in center where kids would show up after school or after dinner, hang out with their friends for a while, play a few games, and then head home. My next association was in 1976. I had just graduated from college, and Gerald Wood was the executive director. Gerald was also, at that time, the assistant recreation supervisor for the city of Hudson. It was still known as just the Boys Club at that time, but they did expand to have ladies come in on a Thursday night. Programmatically, it didn't really change that much. Still basically, you know, the same programs, a drop-in. One of the things I might add, there was also at one point in time, there was a wood shop. And that room has been recreated a couple times. There was then a weightlifting room, and now it's pretty much a all-purpose quiet area. You know, so that particular part of the youth center has done a lot of change. Then you get into the 80s and 90s, and the Boys Club was always associated with Boys Clubs of America. That involved paying a charter fee every year. There was a board of directors that oversee the day-to-day operation of the Boys and Girls Club, and I believe it probably in the early 80s that's when it became the Boys and Girls Club, or maybe the late 1983, okay. And at that point in time, it was becoming more difficult to raise funds, and was a skeleton staff, and, you know, a couple directors had went through, so it wasn't, you know, the best of times at the Boys and Girls Club. It got to the point where there was no funds basically coming at all. They had a summer camp, which was just fantastic. It was called Camp Anderson. It was out in the Kinderhook area. They sold that in order to fund the day-to-day operation of the Boys Club. Once those funds dried up, there was really nothing coming in, and the city made a decision to absorb the Boys and Girls Club into their operation and basically changed the name to the Hudson Youth Center. Since that point in time, there's been several new, that programs were held jointly between the Youth Center and the Boys Club, the Department of Youth and the Boys Club, and using Department of Youth staff to run programs at the youth center. So a lot of guys and girls wearing a lot of different hats trying to make that go. Dick Tracy was a longtime director of the Hudson Department of Youth, and since that time there's been three or four, you know, different directors, and everybody's tried to make a stab at making it productive. But since the Friends of Hudson Youth have taken over, they have an advisory board as well as a fundraising arm. And the program you see today is totally different than what I saw when I first came in 1966, where there's still recreation opportunities, but there's a host of other programs that's open to both boys and girls that just about anything that you have an interest in, if the Youth Center and the Friends of Hudson Youth will make an effort to fund that for you. So it's evolved into a complete youth center.
Pat, I wanted to know, maybe there's a... I know Peter talked about what he sees in 2022. Are there things that you would like to put on the bucket list for added programs or expanding anything?
Well, you know, I'm getting old, Rob, you know, so I rely on the younger folks that are dealing with the kids on a day-to-day basis to, you know, tell me or Peter or who's ever involved as to what, you know, what the interests are, because once again, you know, the interests are a lot different than, you know, from when I was going there. And you got to rely on, you know, the kids that are going there as well as the staff that's there on a day-to-day basis. And most most of the program things they've come up, or all the program ideas they've come up with in the last 3 years, yeah, have been very good. So there's something out there that you might not think would be an interest to a lot of people, and all of a sudden you run it, and you get a lot of people involved. So we rely on the staff and those attending the youth center to kind of give us the idea of where we want to go.
A lot of the things we funded, the inspiration for it has come from the younger staff at the youth center, who are, just a couple of years younger than the kids that they're, responsible for. So, we developed something called Sound Lab, which is a music production program where kids, they write their own beats and they produce their own songs. That totally, came from a request from the kids to have something like that. So that's really, my background, not in this kind of work at all. So, I'm thrilled to be able to support it. But I, like Pat was saying, like the kids are the experts and we rely on their expertise to figure out what their needs are.
I was thinking, do they have anything like photography?
That's something that we've talked about, and that's certainly an interest. And I think that could be a really, we'd like to have more programs for older kids than we have now. So I think that would be an exciting, Rebecca Borer, who
Yeah.
She does News Club with the kids.
Oh.
And they do create, in fact, there's one that I recently posted on Instagram. So the kids do filmmaking, and they love that. You see kids today, they're all making videos on their phones, and they're digital natives. So these, the kinds of programs that take me, days or weeks to master, they just intuitively figure them out. So, those kind of programs really capitalize on, the things that kids are already interested in and already doing and already know more about than many of us old cranks.
So Rebecca's on the staff.
She's one of the, so there's full-time staff, the director, the assistant director, and some rec attendants. But then Friends of Hudson Youth also funds outside instructors, people who, there's Anise Cousin who comes and does the music program. Rebecca does the video club. Stephanie Monceau does circus art, Spindlestiff Circus after school. She's a larger operation that, has multiple funding streams and has programs at five different places in Columbia County. But we also contribute to her program.
That's great. That's great. I don't know about cooking. Well, I think you did talk about it, having this new person on staff who's a nutritionist. Maybe they'll have cooking for the young people there to help in making meals.
Yeah, that's definitely the goal. It's one of the things that kids ask for, and the boys and the girls, I'm happy to say, are interested in learning to cook, and they have a really good time.
That's great. So you have facilities. Obviously, you have a kitchen, facilities.
There is a kitchen. It's, it's, it could use a little love, but, it feeds a lot of kids. So, yeah, and it's great to have.
You have vans, don't you?
Yes, we do, thanks to Hudson River Bank and Trust. We have two passenger vans. We have an older van that's kind of on its last legs. It's mostly used as a kind of service vehicle for hauling garbage and things like that. But we have two wonderful newer vans, which were donated by the Hudson River Bank and Trust Foundation.
Oh, how are they used?
So before COVID, of course, everything was different. So we used to do, more field trips, and we're starting to do field trips again. But during the summer, the kids go to Greenport Conservation Area, Claremont, Olana. There are larger trips, like going to, what's the water park? Zoom Flume. For something like a trip to Zoom Flume, they charter a school bus.
Try the basketball.
Yeah. But the vans are used to shuttle the kids all over the place.
Well, it sounds like you're evolving. You're an evolving organization.
It is. It's growing all the time. Right. Well, things are, at the moment, we can't do any visitors at the youth center, including me. But, you know, that'll change. It's got to change at some point. So, you know, as soon as we can, you know, I'd love you to see the programs there. And then, you know, outdoor stuff is available. And you know, in April, we're planning on reopening the bike co-op out at Oakdale. And that's definitely something that, you know, you should drop by and see.
Is the Arctic Plunge anything to do with you?
That is our premier event.
Yeah. So I can go to it this winter. That's when I'll be able to do it.
Saturday, March 5th at noon.
Oh, thank you. I want say that again for my listeners. When is the Arctic Plunge?
Saturday, March 5th at noon. It's the Oakdale Plunge. And the website, oakdaleplunge.com, is open up live in November. In January, for teams to start registering and people to start making donations. And, you know, local businesses sponsor that. We have Columbia Memorial Hospital, Metzwood Insurance, D.B. Hammond Construction Company. They've all re-upped this year to be Avalanche sponsors. But many, many businesses and individuals and other organizations support that. And that funds two organizations, actually. It funds the waterfront, the lifeguard training and the lifeguard hours at Oakdale, and also the volunteer fire department dive team, water rescue and dive team. And I don't know if you're aware, but we have one of the best trained and best equipped dive teams in the Hudson Valley. And a lot of that is due to funding that's been raised over the last 5 years in the Oakdale Plunge.
That's excellent.
There's only north of the Tappan Zee. There's only four fire departments that are Coast Guard certified, and Hudson's is one of them, and it's the only one that's a volunteer department. So, you know, we're extremely proud of that team. And it's exciting to be able to support them as well.
I saw it last year, and I've seen the fire trucks and
I hope you'll be there. You know, you can. I have a team, Rob, and you can join our team.
I'd like to. Yeah. If there's
a, yet?
Yeah, if there's a sign me up or send me a link or something or.
I will. You're on.
I'm on. That's great to tell my listeners. That's great. I think you've had a drone filming. Didn't they use a drone at times to do some film of your event?
I'm not aware that we had a drone at the plunge. We did have some ice. The firemen also train at Oakdale in the winter.
Oh.
You know, they work on their underwater, their dive skills, and their, you know, it's very complex. The communications and all of that. And we've had some drone footage. I'm blanking on his name. Lance Wheeler's brother. Glenn Wheeler. Glenn Wheeler did a fantastic drone video of the firemen training at the lake.
I think I was there at the time. I remember him. I was there when it happened, when he was doing it. But that's exciting. So I just want to thank you, Peter and Pat, for coming on Rob Around the County today. And this show is heard several times during each month, and I do it once a month. And Pat? If you have a chance, I'm always looking to interview somebody in Hudson, you know, and you know people around. I've done Dick Tracy and many different people, but sometime there may be somebody that might be great for another interview, and if you could pass their name to me, that would be great, because I'll be looking for somebody for January. I have a month.
Let me think.
goodies still around here that can, they're much clearer on a lot of stuff than I am.
Well, you were good, Pat. You were good. You were right to the point and very understandable.
I appreciate that. Thank you for having us on, you know, the youth center / boys club, very near and dear to Peter and I both. So, we love talking about it.
And I'd love to meet you sometime, maybe at Cascade. I met Peter. Maybe, Pat, I can meet sometime for breakfast out there.
Just, I'll be away January and February, but, once I get back.
Okay, then maybe in March.
Yep.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you, Peter, again, and thank you, Pat Malloy.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Rob.
All right, bye now.
Bye.